Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam, Text 25. Uchistalepan anumodito dvijai sakrits mabunje tadapastakil visha evam pravittasya vishuddha chetasa Tadharma evatma ruchi prajayate. Uchishtalepan arumodita dvija sakrits mabunje tadapasta kilbisha evam pravittasya vishuddha chetasa tadharma evatma ruchi prajayate. Uchishtalepan. The remnants of foodstuff.
Remnants of foodstuff.
Anumodita.
Anumodita.
Being permitted.
Being permitted.
Dvijayi.
Dvijayi.
By the Vedantist Brahmanas.
By the Vedantist Brahmanas.
Sakrit.
Sakrit.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Sma.
Sma.
In the past.
In the past.
Munje.
Munje.
Took.
Took.
Tut.
Tut.
By that action.
By that action.
Apasta.
Apasta.
Eliminated.
Eliminated.
Kilbisha.
Kilbisha.
All sins.
All sins.
Evam.
Evam.
Thus.
Thus.
Pravitasya.
Pravitasya.
Being engaged.
Being engaged.
Vishuddha chetasa.
Vishuddha chetasa.
Of one whose mind is purified.
Of one whose mind is purified.
Tut.
Tut.
That particular.
That particular.
Dharma.
Dharma.
Nature.
Nature.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Atmaruchi.
Atmaruchi.
Transcendental attraction.
Transcendental attraction.
Prajayate.
Prajayate.
Was manifest.
Was manifest.
Translation. Once only, by their permission, I took the remnants of their food. And by so doing, all my sins were at once eradicated. Thus being engaged, I became purified in heart. And at that time, the very nature of the transcendentalist became attractive to me. Please repeat. Once only.
Once only.
By their permission.
By their permission.
I took the remnants of their food.
I took the remnants of their food.
And by so doing.
And by so doing.
All my sins.
All my sins.
Were at once eradicated.
Were at once eradicated.
Thus being engaged.
Thus being engaged.
I became purified in heart.
I became purified in heart.
And at that time.
And at that time.
The very nature of the transcendentalist.
The very nature of the transcendentalist.
Became attractive to me.
Became attractive to me.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Pure devotion is as much infectious in a good sense as infectious diseases. A pure devotee is cleared from all kinds of sins. The personality of Godhead is the purest entity. And unless one is equally pure from the infection of material qualities, one cannot become a pure devotee of the Lord. The Bhaktivedantas, as above mentioned, were pure devotees. And the boy became infected with their qualities of purity by their association and by eating once the remnants of the foodstuffs taken by them. Such remnants may be taken even without permission of the pure devotees. There are sometimes pseudo-devotees, and one should be very cautious about them. There are many things which hinder one from entering devotional service. But by the association of pure devotees, all these obstacles are removed. The neophyte devotee becomes practically enriched with the transcendental qualities of the pure devotee, which means attraction for the personality of Godhead's name, fame, qualities, pastimes, etc. Infection of the qualities of the pure devotee means to imbibe the taste of pure devotion always in the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. This transcendental taste at once makes all material things distasteful. Therefore, a pure devotee is not at all attracted by material activities. After the elimination of all sins or obstacles on the path of devotional service, one can become attracted. One can have steadiness. One can have perfect taste. And one can have transcendental emotions. And at last, one can be situated on the plane of loving service of the Lord. All these stages develop by the association of pure devotees. And that is the purport of this stanza. Translation again. Only once, by their permission, I took the remnants of their food, and by so doing, all my sins were at once eradicated. Thus being engaged, I became purified in heart, and at that time, the very nature of the transcendentalist became attractive to me. So, in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we read about the process of devotional service in various stages. And one of the verses is especially relevant here. Shushusho Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nishevanat. By serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. So by serving a person, one develops the qualities of the person. By serving a pure devotee or pure devotees, one develops the qualities of pure devotees. And the principal quality of the pure devotees is attraction for topics of the Lord, for the message of Vasudeva. Such attraction can be fully realized when one becomes free from material entanglements in the modes of material nature. And by serving pure devotees, one becomes freed from the contamination of the modes of material nature. The pure devotees themselves are situated on the transcendental platform of pure goodness. And by associating with them, we also become purified and gradually approach the transcendental platform as well. And as we become free from the influence of material nature, we become more and more attracted to the pastimes of the Lord and to the nature of the pure devotees who are attracted to topics of the Lord. Here Srila Prabhupada mentions that pure devotional service is a type of infection, in a good sense, of course. Just as one can be infected with a disease by association with a diseased person, similarly one can be infected with pure devotional service or attraction for Sri Krishna's pastimes by the association of pure devotees. In relation to an ordinary disease, one can be affected if one, you know, breathes the air that was breathed by the sick person, or if one, you know, eats food that has been contaminated by the diseased person. Depending on the disease, one can get the infection by any contact with the diseased person. In the same way, we can be infected by pure devotional service, by association with pure devotees. Of course, by hearing them, by serving them, by taking the remnants of their food, by taking the dust of their feet, by taking the water that has washed their feet. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the story of Kali Krishna Das, who had great faith in the remnants of devotees. As such, he would go to the homes of Vaishnavas and offer them food, like mangoes, and then he would wait outside the house of the devotee, and after the devotee had honored the mangoes and thrown the skins and seeds of the mango outside the house, he would then pick up the remnants of the seeds and skin of the mangoes and eat them. And because of his great faith in the remnants of the food taken by Vaishnavas, he got very special mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would never allow anyone to take the water that he had drinking, or the water that had washed his feet, and his personal entourage would guard him. But because of Kali Krishna Das's extreme faith in the remnants of the Vaishnavas, even the remnants of so-called lower class Vaishnavas, who are considered untouchable in Vedic society or Brahminical society, Lord Chaitanya allowed him to drink the water that he had that had fallen after he had drunk from it. And Lord Chaitanya made the special exception for Kali Krishna Das because of Kali Krishna Das's faith in the remnants of Vaishnavas, even in the remnants of Vaishnavas from so-called lower caste families. And the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita concludes the description with the statement that begins Krishna Bhaktapada Duli, Bhaktapada Jal, that the dust of the feet of the devotee, the water that has washed the feet of the devotee, and the remnants of food taken by the devotee are three very powerful substances, and therefore one should take advantage of them to be cleansed of material contamination and infected by the disease of pure devotion or attraction for the Supreme Lord. There's one story of a devotee from Navadvip Dham that we hear on Parikrama. The devotee was offered some sort of remnants from a devotee who, from the material point of view, had some sort of defect. I don't remember the details, but the basic idea is that maybe he was offered the prasad remnants or some water, perhaps even some sacred water that appeared to be contaminated with material dirt. And he hesitated before he accepted it. In the end, he did accept it. But because he hesitated, he was punished very severely. In other words, he had some momentary hesitation because of lack of faith. But, of course, Kali Krishna Das had full faith. He was so eager, he would go to any extent and devise any means to get the remnants of the Vaishnavas, even without their permission. And therefore Lord Chaitanya let him drink the water that had washed his, Lord Chaitanya's, feet. But apart from the three powerful substances, the main method by which we can be infected by the devotion of pure devotees, or by the qualities of pure devotees, is to serve them and hear from them. And therefore, pure devotees generally travel all over the world and speak the message of Krishna, and at the same time, incidentally, give fallen souls the chance to serve them. Here the Bhaktivedantas were not traveling, they were remaining fixed in one place during the 4 months of the rainy season. Still, the boy got the chance to take their remnants and to serve them and to hear from them. And by their association, the boy, who was born of a very humble mother, who was a maid servant, had the chance to become so advanced by their association and by their mercy that he later became the great Acharya and pure devotee, Narada Muni. So Srila Prabhupada often cites the example of Narada Muni here for us as an example of the influence of the association of pure devotees, that even someone from a lower family, and even someone, you know, without education or without any of the qualifications that come from age and culture, can become purified by the association of pure devotees and gain attraction for them and for the messages of Godhead. Attraction for the devotees and attraction for the messages of Godhead go together, because devotees are always talking about the pastimes of the Lord. So being eager to have the association of pure devotees means being eager to hear the messages of the Lord, or at least being eager to serve them, so that by such service one can gradually develop attraction for the messages of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.